Mohamed Adoh is a climate change policy expert who heads Power Shift Africa, a think tank based in Nairobi. It raises awareness about what Africa needs to survive and even thrive as rising temperatures spawn extreme weather events and cause suffering across the continent. At COP28, Adoh spoke on panel after panel with a few key messages. One is that developed nations, who are largely responsible for climate change, must help Africa build the infrastructure necessary to adapt to and mitigate against the effects of droughts and floods caused by temperature increases. "Give us the means to help ourselves," says Adoh, "by funding drought-resilient crops and strong dams." He also wants richer nations like the United States and China, in cooperation with African governments, to fund the continent's move to start generating electricity using green energy, like solar. Adoh believes it's possible for Africa to industrialize using clean energy. Some countries, like Kenya, he says, are leading the way by generating most electricity from non-polluting sources.
The continent of Africa is the least responsible for climate change. We all know we're suffering fast and worse the impacts of climate change. But that continent that is poor and has over 600 million people without electricity, a billion people without access to clean cooking, wants to lead the world. It means something for the most affected geography and the least responsible to want to chart a different path, not just for Africa, but to inspire the world.
At COP28, delegates from some of Africa's major fossil fuel users and exporters, including Nigeria and South Africa, made strong arguments that they be allowed to use their vast oil and coal reserves well into the future. Adoh says they don't trust the richer countries to compensate them for keeping their coal and oil underground. They also argue that green energy isn't sufficient to boost African development. Salim Fakir, executive director of the African Climate Foundation, told an Atlantic Council event he understands their position.
People want specifically a rapid phasing out of oil, gas and coal. The continent is still needing a lot of cheaper energy sources. I think the question for the continent is, what does it do with its vast fossil fuel reserves? Here you'll see a lot of political tension around what the transition on the continent looks like.
Tunisian economist Fadel Kaboub told another UN panel Africa will only succeed in its climate ambitions if global institutions and powerful economies cancel its debt. He says Africa could then switch to renewable energy rapidly and build necessary infrastructure and capacity to thrive in a hotter world. At COP28, Kenya's climate envoy, Ali Mohammed, told journalists Africa will continue to be ravaged by extreme weather events as long as it owes so much money.
A number of bridges in Kenya that were initially constructed using debt have been washed away. And Kenya has to borrow money to rebuild our infrastructure, our electric infrastructure, our road infrastructure, and that is the problem.
Kaboub says debt cancellation is a giant leap, but one that's entirely justifiable given the severity of the crisis facing Africa and the world. He points to Germany as an example. After the Second World War, half of the European nation's debt was written off. That, along with a globally supported program to industrialize Germany, helped it develop into one of the world's great economic powers. Kaboub says the same is possible for Africa in the form of a continent-wide just energy transition. For VOA News, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.